Welcome, one and all, to Take Two with Doreen Taylor and Pete Tribuco on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio, a Beasley Media Group radio station. And hello, Philadelphia. We're so happy to be here in the studio. Actually, believe it or not, we have new studios, and we're looking and overlooking the city line of Philadelphia. And with me, I have a new co-host. Can't wait to introduce her. In fact, I'm going to start right now. This is a young lady I've known for 12 years, and she's absolutely amazing. And I'm sure all you Philadelphians have gone to one of her concerts or seen her somewhere. She's all over the place. We have a singer-songwriter with her own record company, Billboard Hot 100 Chart Gal. Great song, Toy. I listen to it all the time. And, of course, she has the several, and I mean really several, fantastic albums, which, by the way, every time I go to a concert, I buy another one and another one. And I give them out as Christmas gifts. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. But she's done everything. She is amazing. So put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for the new co-host of Take Two here. And that is, of course, Doreen Taylor. Doreen.
Hey, hi.
Oh, it is so good to have you. Guys, you're not going to believe this, but I'm just so lucky. I've got this this incredible celebrity. You know, we don't even have to go outside to find celebrities. We got one right here.
Oh, please! I'm not going to fit out the door on the way out. My head's getting so big.
If you didn't see it not too long ago, and again, Doreen's been on the Battleship, New Jersey. She's done concerts there. We were the last one. My wife, everyone had a fantastic time. Even the station manager here was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And we had to wait like hours to get pictures with you because there was so many
that
people.
That was crazy.
Wasn't it?
My band, a lot of my band members were new. And that was like the biggest thing they were shocked at. They're like, did you see that reception line? That was insane. I was a little like taken back by that. I said, they're waiting for me or the food? Or was it the alcohol? A little column A, little column B.
Well, believe it or not, the food was right next to you. So that could have been
strategic placement.
I think that might have. No, I don't think that was it because I remember I was sitting there going and I'm like online and I'm like, I'm never going to get there. And my wife's like, another drink.
Well, they had Taylor Tees. We had some fun.
We had
Juju Vodka come out as our official alcohol sponsor and they were mixing up. I think there were two signature drinks for me. People get one, I got two.
Oh my goodness.
So I got a Taylor Teeny, which I had a few, maybe. And then Doreen Breeze. I didn't try Doreen Breeze.
I didn't try one of them.
People
either.
Were tasting me all night.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know. Where's this going?
I don't know where it's going, but we have TJ over here who's our producer.
Hey,
looking
TJ.
At me, and she's getting a, hey, TJ, how you doing over there?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, he was getting a little nervous there. I don't know where he was
going
with that.
I'll only push it so far, I swear. I've already learned no swearing.
Yeah, but you are one talented gal. In addition to that, you actually have been the spokesperson for the United States National Parks. You have a song out, which we heard at the concert, that is just amazing. The writing ability is just amazing. How do you come up with these songs so quickly?
It's kind of, sometimes it's the music first, sometimes it's the lyrics first, sometimes they're together. I get an idea. Sometimes it could happen. I was at Home Depot once, and I got this idea. I heard somebody say the, keep it simple, stupid kind of thing, the Kiss philosophy. And I was like, that's a song. I went home. I wrote a song, Kiss, on my first album, Magic. Yeah. And then one time I was in the bathroom, and I just heard this beautiful, like, melody in my head. Yes, it happens in the bathroom. And the song that actually you heard at the beginning of the show, that is that song.
Yes, it is, right.
That was the instrumental from that song. So that was a toilet song.
It's Give It To Me. Yeah, I think it's titled Give It To Me, right?
Give It To Me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I could get a sponsorship with Metamucil, maybe.
Maybe you could. Well, this is our inaugural show. This is our very first show, and we have got some amazing people that we're going to be doing.
Oh, but, this season is
going to
be incredible.
I would say one, but unfortunately, another person walked in, and that means they're going to have to be on air, so unfortunately.
You walk into the studio, you get a mic.
That's right. You walk into the studio, you don't know what you're getting, but we have an amazing guest. I've known her. By the way, I've known you for like 12, 15 years. You did.
But I'm only 18. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Did you change my diapers?
I don't think I did that. But I will tell you, the show that you did was a TV show. It was called Taylor Made, which is your last name.
Yes.
And it looks like this this combination between you and I is going to be Taylor Made too as well. So
I think so.
I think it will be fantastic.
I'm happy to be here.
I mean, you would think that we've done this for like 10 years. This is the first time we've actually done this. So.
Well, we know how to talk.
Yes. Some of us better than others, okay?
Ask my mother. She'll tell you.
And some of us better for singing as well. But we have an amazing guest, okay? And someone I've known for several years now. So talented. We have Lisa Regina. She's a filmmaker, an actress, producer, acting coach. She's done everything. In fact, some of our guests that we've actually had here, like Rich Little, the comedian and the man of a thousand voices.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had him on due to the fact that we've had Lisa on the show.
That's awesome. Lisa's done
incredible stuff. She's also, I believe, best actress for, I guess, a movie that she did, Dismissal, which we'll talk about as well. So without further ado, and I know we've been talking forever here.
Without further ado,
I would love to, and if you want, you can all clap.
TJ, we need a sound effect.
Yeah, TJ, we need a sound effect. Okay. One, the only Lisa Regina. Welcome to the studios.
Yay! Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fabulous. Now, in addition to all the stuff you do, you do so much for the veterans. And
yes.
it's amazing. I actually wore my jacket today, my Air Force jacket.
That's right.
Because I'm an old pilot, you know, not a bold pilot, because if I was a bold pilot, I'd be dead. Okay.
What's a bold pilot?
Well, there's no old. There's old pilots and there's bold pilots.
Okay.
Okay.
Kamikaze pilots?
Exactly.
But
you can't be both, because if you're an old pilot, that means you weren't bold. You didn't do something stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm an old pilot, but the stuff that you have done, just amazing. And I don't even know where to begin, Lisa. I mean,
I know where to begin.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we had a special guest welcoming with Lisa today is her newly found husband. So
my handsome husband.
Why don't you introduce your husband?
John Armando.
She says it better than I do. Armando.
Yeah, ooh, there you go. Calling those R's.
I like the R's.
Yeah.
So congratulations. What is it, a month?
1 month,
yes.
Wow. Well, September 10th was
the big
day.
That's incredible. That's really good.
Wow, 1 month and no fights.
I was going to say, any fights yet? That was my first question. Any fights?
Well, that's another show. So.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
That's our reality show.
This is true. I'm married 34 years, and I've been trained well, okay? Just to let you know.
And I'm not. So I've been trained well, too.
Yes, dear.
Oh, listen, I know when the one thing I learned about the military is there's always a CO. When I got married, guess who the CO is? My wife, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's how that goes. Now, I heard, John, from the grapevine, mm-hmm. that you played professional football. At least you were actually in the camp with the New York Giants.
And the Patriots.
Well, we're not going to talk about the Patriots.
I know, I'm a Bills fan. I shouldn't say that. I'm in Philly, right? Uh-oh. But yeah, yeah.
So you're in trouble.
You're our rival already. I can't believe I'm this close to him right now.
So how did that go? I mean, where did that come from?
We did well in college, and I got some invites to some camps. And
awesome.
The Giants camp was the first one way back in 1985.
Okay.
So
you're that old? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't that the Hollywood thing? You have to chop like 10 years off. It was 95, right?
Well, you know, then some people look back and say, wait a minute, he wasn't there in 95.
That's true. Wide receiver, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And you're at that camp. That's pretty impressive. I mean, 87, I'm going back even further. I tried out with the New York Mets organization. They told me I was too short.
Yeah. I was too slow.
but it was fun. But let's get back to Lisa.
Yes, we're forgetting about Lisa.
Here. Now, Lisa, you have done so much, okay? In the filmmaking, the short films. My daughter actually helped you.
She did.
My daughter Jennifer.
Yeah.
I helped you with one of those. In fact, I believe Mike Mazzeo was actually the star of that show.
I think it was. He played a Vietnam
Shutters,
veteran.
I believe, or was it? What was it called?
It was The Shades.
Oh, Shades. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he was the lead in two short films that I did. One was The Shooter's Nail, which also starred Jada Michael, who has a few projects on Netflix, and he's shooting a series right now, Shelter.
Okay.
And Michael was also the lead in the other short I did, The Shades. Yeah, Michael's super talented. You might know him from the Geico commercial, Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Kids in the pool. Yeah.
I remember that. And I'm like, I mean, I speak Italian, so he does a really good job.
Marco.
Yes. He speaks fluent Sicilian.
Yeah. We've actually had him on the show. And the thing I love about him so much is that he is so down to earth. I mean, he was so glad to be on. In fact, he wouldn't even come on the show. He's like, you wouldn't want me on the show. Why would you want me on the show?
He's humble. He's super talented.
And he is super talented. Plus,
he just booked a romantic comedy. I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I coached him on that.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, she's I know so many people that you have worked with in the industry. I said this is the first time I've actually met you face to face in the
nice
studio, but
you.
I know nice to meet you. But yeah, we have a lot of similar connections, and I've heard Barry Morgenstein, Maureen Walsh was my makeup artist on Broadway, and it's incredible how the. What is it, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? We're going to have the 2 degrees of Doreen Taylor soon. This
it's
is
nice
crazy.
When you meet talented people in the business and then you remain friends for years.
Yeah. That, I think, is one of the keys. Yeah. Making connections, but keeping the connections and having that where you can just pick up a phone and and talk. And I just think that's so great. I've worked with people, like, look at Pete. I mean, how many years ago? And here we are, you know, blank years later, and we're doing a show together. So, I mean, it's incredible.
You were about three years old at the time, right?
Yes, it was 3 years old. Okay. I was interviewing. I just learned how to speak, and I was doing a little baby talk, but no, I love that. And I'm very fascinated with the industry and the entertainment industry. I'm more on the music side, so I love what you do. But what do you consider your highlight? I know that now you're into documentaries, and do you
they're actually narratives.
Narratives.
Yeah, so narratives. The series I wrote, Heroic Episodes, is a dramatic, it's a narrative series. And it's based on 8 years of interviews with military men and women, all branches of service, all wars. And I got to really understand what they went through, and also, most importantly, what their families have gone through in the transition when they come home.
That's big. That's really
and
big.
I did that because I thought, well, I never served in the military, so let me really do my research. So I spent 8 years interviewing and really getting to know and making great friends, like Captain Leslie Nicole Smith and her service dog, Isaac.
Aww.
We are really good friends now, and it's been years since I've met her. And she inspired the veterans film Apprenticeship.
Oh.
We were shooting my short film in Astoria, Queens, and I had cast her. Barry Morgenstein introduced us.
Wow.
She actually took my acting class in New York City.
That's great.
And she was amazing. And the reason why this is so inspiring is she's legally blind and she lost her leg while serving in Bosnia in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine when I had her on camera, she's done Katie Couric and she's done a lot of talk shows. She just lights up a room. She's really beautiful. And she inspired me. She was on set after 15 hours of filming. I had a car ready, you know, restaurant, a room. I like doting over her because, I mean, she came all the way up from Virginia to work on my film.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and she said, you know what, Lisa, I'm going home. I'm like, no, you'll get home at 3 a.m. What
do
you mean?
Right.
She's like, I am so inspired. I haven't felt this camaraderie since I served.
Oh.
And that's when the light bulb went off. I was like, wow, if she feels this way, then I bet a lot of other veterans would feel this
way. She is amazing. Doreen, I've met her. She's absolutely amazing. It's a great combination. And you've done so much for these organizations. But here's something that you probably didn't know. Okay,
uh-oh.
You are a Part 107 drone pilot, which is, I'm a pilot, but I can't fly drones unless you want them crashing.
I was going to say, I'd be afraid.
I mean, I'm horrible at drones. I've tried it. In fact, I almost brought one in for you so you could fly it here.
Oh my God.
You know, the little ones. but you know, I can fly real aircraft, but I tell you, RC aircraft, I crash them all the time. Drones, forget about it. They go in somebody's yard, you know, in the pool and on top of the roof or whatever. How did you get involved with the drone stuff?
Well, I use drones while filming my, you know, my short films, and I really got into it from that. Camera drones, you know, shooting in 4K.
Sure.
And then I realized that, okay, I should get my Part 107 commercial drone, you know, license. This way I can actually work and use this drone. And then from my connection with veterans, I realized there are so many skill sets that they have in the military that translate well to the film set. And I started the Veterans Film Apprenticeship, which basically takes a veteran through drone training, licensing, testing, and then they become a commercial drone pilot, because the whole idea of the mission of the VFA, Veterans Film Apprenticeship, is to provide them with job training and opportunities. And there's so many veterans that, you know, need support and need help that way, because once they come home, it's kind of hard to fit into maybe the corporate world. Or I think that being on a film set just has the same team and collaboration.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a war sometimes.
You
understand that better than most.
It's very
it's
long
battle.
Hours. It's a lot. It's a lot to endure.
Grueling.
In no way comparing it to war. Of course,
no, of course.
But they do have the mindset for it. It's amazing. They stay calm, you know, under pressure. And
dedication.
You know, and they work as a cohesive unit, and that's what filmmaking is all about.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. Right now we're going to take a break, but we'll be back with Lisa Regina right after this.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
And we are back with Take Two with Doreen Taylor and Pete Tribuco, or for short, Doreen and Pete. We have an amazing guest, Lisa Regina, filmmaker, actress, producer, acting coach, you name it. She's like my co-host. She does everything. Just an amazing person. I wanted to go back. We were talking about the drone stuff and how you've got a lot of these veterans that unfortunately have lost limbs. They have some kind of, you know, like
PTSD.
Exactly.
Absolutely. A perfect example is Air Force veteran Frank Sean Johnson, who's Philadelphia. And he walks with a prosthetic, but there are days where he has to use his chair. And Sean worked on a couple of my films, and I called him. I said, you are a perfect candidate for the Veterans Film Apprenticeship, but I would love to know if you have interest in flying a drone, getting your commercial license, because I'd love to put you through the program. And he's like, yeah, I would love it, you know. And he said, especially on the days that I might be limited to my chair, I can still work and, you know, fly the drone from my chair. So he is going through his training right now, and I'm very excited for him.
Oh, that's great.
It's actually great. In fact, the companies are using this right now for aerial mapping. You got search and rescue training, which I'm familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
The precision agriculture, drone deliveries like Amazon's doing that. So there are companies out there, filmmaking.
Oh, it's a huge booming.
Yeah. It's the fastest growing industry, one of the fastest. And Atlanta County is like the hub of aviation research and development, and I belong to an accelerator program there. And it's amazing the people that I've met really across the world that are using drones for different reasons. And so I think that having Sean go through the program will get him his commercial license, and he will feel a sense of security, and he won't have to worry about, you know, not being able to work.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very near and dear to my heart. I've done a lot of work with veterans organizations. My last concert a year ago on the Battleship New Jersey, I gave all the proceeds to the Patriot Fund, when you mentioned where they have guide dogs and
dogs
for service dogs for PTSD veterans. And
absolutely.
So I said, when Pete said you were going to be on as our guest, I'm like, oh, that's great. Yes, I see. Well,
thank you for that, because veterans need it, and and I think that we
forget
owe them,
them
so much,
and
yeah.
we sometimes ignore them, and we shouldn't.
It's true. And after they do the actual course, which is not an easy course. I think I was reading somewhere there's about 100,000 operators right now, and they can make a six-figure income doing this.
Wow.
It's a nice place to go.
I'm making a note for later. After the show, I might take up an application with you.
and I think, like, being on a film set, Captain Smith inspired this whole thing. You know, when she said that to me, I realized that, sure, you come back home, you must really miss that camaraderie. And when she said, I haven't felt this camaraderie since I served, it made total sense, because when you're on a film set, you become a film family. You know, you're spending long hours, and you have friends that sometimes, you know, you last for years that you remain friends with. The interviews that I did, and I just wanted to mention Heroic Episodes, because it is a narrative dramatic series, and I'm working on raising the money to shoot the pilot. But right now, my GoFundMe on my Facebook page and social media is for Sean, Frank Sean Johnson, the Air Force veteran, because we want to make sure that we not only cover his training, his licensing, but also actually buy him a drone, because you can have a commercial license, but if you don't have a drone to work with, you know.
Well, so, does everybody hear that to go on to your social? You have to plug your social media,
yeah,
so they have
Lisa
to go
Regina,
on.
You know, Lisa Regina, actress, great. Acting coach. I'm easy to find. LisaRegina.com.
Everybody needs to go on.
HeroicEpisodes.org. My nonprofit is A Right to Heal, WRITE, and I started that because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And back in 2006, I realized the importance of educating communities on this issue. And then because trauma is such a big thing to overcome and PTSD, I found that relevance when I was interviewing veterans, and I shared with them my PTSD. And that bond is what allowed them to really open up to me, a a civilian. So
yes. Oh, that's beautiful. I wrote a single called Over on my album. It's the video is it touched on that, and it was incredible.
When I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's available on YouTube, and it just the fact that when we unveiled it, so many people that I had no idea would come up to me and say they would share their story with me. I haven't been able to say this to anyone else, but you opened that door for me, and I love that you have done that for others and that I was able to do that. I get chills talking about it, because
it's music
through
and
art and creation. You are able to touch people in a way that maybe they've never felt before, and
absolutely.
I love what you're doing with your art to bring recognition
thank
to these
you.
Great people and giving them.
And you as well.
Oh, thank you. I love this.
I feel like we need to collaborate
on something. I think we do. I think
we do. You know, I'm sitting here and John and I are looking at each other. And I feel like saying, hey, John.
The women are talking. The women are talking now.
So here we go. So, John, how are you doing, John? You want another drink or something?
No. How's football? How's the season
well,
going?
Well, we know men are an important part of any kind of social impact or
this
social.
Is true.
Oh, they always
this
create the problems. We clean them up.
Believe me, I I've been trained well, so I'm going to just say.
I was going to say Doris.
Yes,
knows.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Doris knows.
You do have some big time actors like was it Joe Mantegna? Is that helping you out with a video? Tell us about that.
That's great.
Well, I think as most people know, his love for veterans is really amazing, and he worked on with Gary Sinise on many events, the PBS.
Sure.
Everything that I see these gentlemen do, Gary Sinise and Joe Mantegna, I just think that we need more of that. And I just really adore both of them and look up to what they're doing. And that inspires me to do more. But yes, he did a wonderful testimonial video and just endorsing the Veterans Film Apprenticeship and the series Heroic Episodes. And that just meant so much to me. I mean, I was crying and laughing at the same time when I received the video, because I really respect him and really grateful. And my dear friend Ronnie Marmo, wonderful actor.
Oh, I know Ronnie.
Ronnie's doing the one-man show, Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce, yeah. He's very doing very well.
Super
with
talented.
That.
Yeah.
It's in L.A. right now, isn't it? I think, is it still running? Or did it just close?
He just did his 400th show.
It's insane. Yeah. It was in New York, and then it moved, and then it came back. It's been bi-coastal.
Coming to Pittsburgh, and we're trying to get him in South Jersey
and
this local area.
That's amazing.
But when you have friends like that that see what you're doing, and they respect, you know, the advocacy work that you're doing, and they're in, you know, using film as a medium to communicate to the masses. I mean, and then you have people like that that are your colleagues and friends supporting you. That's how you get stuff done, you know, like-minded individuals that care about our veterans.
Yeah.
This is true. And she did all this while getting plans to get married
on
top of that. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, you know, the bridezillas, you know, I don't see anything like that here.
I might have had one moment.
You're entitled. I think every bride is entitled to one meltdown. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. But you know, John is super supportive, and that's why I married him. He's a kind human being and a good man, and he cares about these issues and very giving. And you need that. You need someone in your corner when you're going uphill and you have this big project. This project is way bigger than me. I really invite all veterans to please reach out, because I need them to have my back. And and help me to help them. And
I'm going to send my organizations that I work with, I'm going to send them to you.
Awesome.
So we're going to exchange our information. Yes. I think that there could be a lot of good synergy and relationships here.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for this. Yeah.
You see that? I'm going to leave the co-host. I'm going to get these two together, and they're going to do the show. And it would be a better show,
no,
I'm telling
Pete,
you.
Pete,
no.
We couldn't do it without you.
That's you are okay. The catalyst. You're everything.
Listen, I'm old, man. I'm good, man.
To say you're old. What are you, like 40 now, 35?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you a great big kiss after the show. No, just another 20 years, and you're getting close. So,
folks, he looks good. He looks good. But, don't let him fool you.
But, Lisa, the things you have done have just been amazing.
Thank you.
The videos you've done, the short films you've done.
It's always
towards something good. Now, I want to also touch upon the fact that you are an actress.
Yes.
And you are very good at what you do. And I think you got a nomination for a movie, Dismissal. Is that correct?
Dismissal Time. Andre Joseph's film. Yes, Andre Joseph, another colleague friend that really cares about sensitive subject matters. And I'm really drawn to anything that's going to shine the light on something that usually gets pushed under the rug or brushed aside or is uncomfortable. You got to get to it and really educate and raise awareness. So Dismissal Time was based on Andre Joseph's experience of racism and bullying in high school. And when he reached out and he said, this lead role is a teacher that was the only one that spoke up for me during this time in my life, which was horrific. And I said, well, you know me, I'm an advocate, I'm there. And he said, yes, that's why I thought of you for this role. So Sharon Vance is the teacher that really went to bat for him, went to the Board of Education, went up against the principal and really raised hell. So Dismissal Time has won, half a dozen awards, New York International Film Festival, International Festival for Social Change, which is huge, in April, the 14th annual Music and Independent Film Festival. We have nominations there. Yes, I'm nominated for Best Actress, and then we have Oliver Feaster, Best Actor, and of course, Andre Joseph for Best Director. So we will all be in D.C. on April 1st and supporting Andre Joseph in his film Dismissal Time. And right now we're working on getting it into Rowan University, Camden County. We hope the other universities in the city, like Temple, will consider doing a screening there. And mm-hmm. we bring out the cast, we bring out Andre Joseph, and we do a Q&A. And high schools, we really need to get it in high schools because it sends a message. And I really know that when students see this or anyone sees it, they will really feel for what Andre went through as a young teen, and it'll really inspire you to raise awareness for this issue.
This is crazy. I mean, the similarities here.
I
went to high schools and I talked about my own experience with anti-bullying and being bullied.
Wow.
Wrote a song again.
Yes,
wrote a
did.
Song perfect for me.
Yes, you
beautiful.
Did. And it's a great song. By the way, it's a fantastic song. You have to buy
that
album.
I want to connect her to Stockton University because I have a very special connection there, and I would love to
you see what I mean?
Introduce you. And I think there should be a screening there. Absolutely. I've done some events there, and I think that
awesome.
Sounds
Let's
really,
talk about
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be doing any other shows with you.
There's so much synergy here.
This is unbelievable.
I tell you something, man. This can go on all day, but we do have a break, so we will be back with Lisa Regina, and she's a fantastic filmmaker, actress, producer. She's done everything. We're going to talk about Rich Little when we get back after this.
No one should face breast cancer alone. I'm Janelle Hale, founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. When I was diagnosed in 1980, there was no internet and little information available to make an informed decision. Today at NBCF, we help women at every step of their breast cancer journey. Early detection saved my life. It could save yours too. Learn more at nbcf.org/hope.
And welcome back to Take Two with Doreen and Pete. And of course, we've got an amazing guest with her. We're talking all day. Oh, man. I tell you, Doreen and
I'm enjoying
and
this
Lisa have really
much.
Hit it off.
I really
and John am. And I, John and I are having a beer. We're just having a beer over here. But,
I think we're going to have dinner or something. We're going to have to go out.
I think we're going to have to. But Lisa Regina, being, of course, a filmmaker, actress, producer, acting coach, she's done it all. Not too long ago, you did, you were involved. In fact, that's, I guess, how you and John here met was during the show Trial on the Potomac with Rich Little. We had him on the show. It was great. How did that come out? How did that work out?
Steve Sciarippa, wonderful actor. You might know him from Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Friend of mine, he called me and he said, I want to connect you with a guy who's producing an off-Broadway show with Rich Little, Trial on the Potomac. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Have him call me. From that, George Bugatti asked me, George Bugatti's show, he said, would you do some casting for us? And I cast some of the other roles in that play. John Romaine, wonderful New York actor, strong. Uh-huh. He played Liddy. So that's how I got involved. And we saw, how many times did we go to New York and see that show? A lot.
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah, we were there a lot. And Jeff Shepard, who wrote the book that it was based on, all the real documents from the trial of Watergate with Nixon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really based on some authentic, you know, facts. And then there were some parts of it that kind of open to interpretation, I would say. But yeah, Rich Little, amazing, super talented. And he did like this 12-minute monologue in the play. Every performance was just really on the mark.
What really got me about him is that the fact is he does the Las Vegas show, and that's where he was. Mm-hmm. He came in a week or two before and started to do everything, and it, you know, with all the lines and everything, and the whole crew. They didn't have much time. I mean, when I do a show, Doreen, I'm telling you right now, I need like 2 months.
I would love that. It's not always a luxury, though.
Yeah.
2 years would be nice, right?
Exactly. For me, it would be great. In fact, it would be great if I had the script on stage.
You get 2 minutes, more like.
But they did it so quickly. And there was a funny moment when I went to the opening. At the very end, the show... what they say is, now, do you think Richard Nixon was guilty or was innocent, right? So at the end, you know, basically, we all were sitting there having a party and everything. And, of course, I think it was the producer or somebody, the director maybe, came in and says, okay, everybody, roll the hands. Do you think Richard Nixon was innocent?
They took the survey.
Right? Mm-hmm. So everybody raised their hand. Except for Rich Little.
That's funny. Yeah.
So great. I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. You got one person here.
I love projects like that. Film projects, stage projects, anything that really stimulates thought and evokes that kind of response where, you know, everyone will always have a different opinion, but it's important that we can come together and just, you know, discuss it and not kill each other over it, you know?
Yeah.
We're all different, but anything that's for a subject matter that's sensitive or something that people want to stay away from, I always go towards because I think that's what needs to be talked about.
The best things are the things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to...
You have to go through uncomfortability to get comfortable.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Very well said.
In fact... a lot of the times, I know you had a really big show over at the Battleship New Jersey, but when you do the acoustic shows, the smaller shows, mm-hmm. you actually tell people about your life and how the song was created.
I talk
created.
A lot more, right.
And it really is amazing because I think that's a great part because you open up to everybody, and I think that's
the songwriting, and so I can relate is that mm-hmm. that is the most important part is conveying sometimes things that are uncomfortable and things you wouldn't think would be in pop music, but... bringing them to an accessibility to people mm-hmm. and bringing up issues. So I find it fascinating.
I think, you know, human beings, we're drawn to things that are real and people that are real.
Things that make us feel.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because then it's relevant. I mean, if we, you know, we relate to obstacles and hardships and whatever it is, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. We're all human. We're flawed. And having someone that has overcome something inspires us and hopefully mm-hmm. makes us stronger together.
Well, we were talking about that with our show, Take Two. We were saying that it's a lot of different meanings when we were coming up with the name for the show. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted to have guests on where they have found that journey, where they have made mistakes, but they have mm-hmm. they're in their second act or they've made that new whatever it is, that adjustment, and found a better, more wonderful, more fulfilling
It's never too late.
It's
if
never
you're living
ever
and breathing
too late.
And you're blessed
never.
With life, it's never. Never too late.
I love that.
This is true. Yeah. With me, it'd be take 47.
It's okay. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
I was going to say, we got the time.
this is true. So now, we've talked about a lot of different things, and I wanted to go into, I know you've got other projects that you're doing, that you're getting involved in.
Yes.
Tell us about those. Tell us about what you're doing in the future, in addition to all the stuff you're doing now.
Well, really heroic episodes and the Veterans Film Apprenticeship are my main focus, and it takes all of me to do that. Plus, I coach my actors. So there's really, you know, I have to leave some of me left for my husband.
I was going to say,
John.
You're newlywed, still yes. a honeymoon period yes. here.
And again, that's the good thing about having someone who believes in you and who loves you and is supportive. But mm-hmm. Heroic Episodes is really on the forefront because it's a narrative series that is based on all these 8 years of interviews, true stories of veterans, what they've gone through. But it's not just about war. It's about what they go through when they come home and the mm-hmm. family dynamics and transitions and difficulties. And also the positive stories that are inspiring because they are heroes. And I really want to focus on heroic episodes, just getting that produced.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's amazing. Now, where can we find this? I mean, is there a website for all this stuff so that we can? I mean, we're not done with the interview. We're going to go into the coaching.
No,
in
as many plugs as we can,
but
people need to know.
The plugs are important. You got a good audience out there, go ahead.
Well, thank you for that. It's heroicepisodes.org. And the other site, lisaregina.com, if you want to know more about me. My nonprofit, if you want to know what I've been through and the obstacles that I had to overcome with my assault, A Right to Heal, and that's WRITE, A Right to Heal, TOHEAL. And A Right to Heal is a nonprofit 501c3, so any donations to the GoFundMe, of course, are tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And that nonprofit has been really with me and my focus. I've helped women, counseled women who had to really struggle to leave abusive situations. But it's really focused on healing from the trauma, which is very relatable, you know, of course, with veterans who've been trying to heal from the traumas of war. PTSD is very serious. And my first Vietnam veteran that I had an interview with, when he said, "Well, what do you know about Nam?" I said, "I don't know a damn thing about it, but I do know something about PTSD." And mm-hmm. I shared with him my story, and that's when he opened up and told me his story. So I think that's a perfect example of how we can help each other. If we find something that bonds us, even if it is something like trauma, you open up and you help each other. And I just think that we need more of that right now. And I hope that
Amen.
Everyone will go to heroicepisodes.org and
everybody do it.
Reach
do
out, it. And even if it's just a talk, you know.
Okay, Doreen Taylor is telling you to go to that site. So.
Well, they have to listen now. I will find you. I know where you all live.
Yeah. So, TJ, you got anything to add about that or what?
I had some questions, but they kind of, like, you kind of already answered them for me, to be honest.
See? You did a good job.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yes.
We get an A today. I'm looking at you're stunning, you're beautiful, Doreen. I'm thinking
you
about
are.
Your music.
You are. What are you talking about?
You know, we have to talk about also the music scores that I need for my films and for the series.
There you go.
My writing, I love to sing. Don't get me wrong. That's my background. And, you know, I was an opera singer before I ever crossed over and did mainstream. But my songwriting and being able to do that is...
I could tell you care, and just by, you know, what you're saying, like, you know, certain issues, you write about them. And what better way than to reach the masses and to help other people, but writing about these issues. And that's cool. That's very cool.
I love that. I love that. I think we're all given gifts, whatever those are in this world. And mm-hmm. if we don't use them and use them for good and try to leave some kind of imprint on lives, other people's lives, mm-hmm. I think they're just wasted and squandered. And I think that's one of the biggest sins of life, if we don't use our gifts.
You're right. Absolutely.
And Lisa, I bet you didn't know this about Doreen, but like yourself, she's an actress. Listen, what about the national tours and all the stuff that you've done?
Well, when I did Broadway and Off-Broadway, that was more singing per se. I mean, you have to act, obviously, but you know, that was more of, singing.
Oh, yeah. There's
singing,
always...
acting, stage acting, singing. Mm-hmm. I move well. I always say that. I move well.
Well, I coached music artists and definitely dancers I've coached, because if you don't have the emotion in your physical body, the audience won't feel it.
Oh no.
If you're not feeling it, we don't feel it.
Oh no.
So
that's very obvious.
Coaching, I've had people that have gone on for TED Talk and book releases where they had to get up and speak in front of thousands of people.
That's a very valuable thing. Even people, you know, that don't act need to feel that, like business people who do have to do a TED Talk or something. I mean, that's where you can also come in and yes. help, you know, business people open up. They're the worst.
I and
mean,
I love doing
no offense
that.
To business people, but a lot of times, you know, they need that help to come out of their shell.
If the material is really dry, you need to really have something behind it when you're delivering that content and make it interesting, engaging. But I love coaching actors, of course. My one actress, Regan Keane, she's up and coming. Got to look for her.
Really?
Super talented.
Regan Keane.
Brandon Eshelman. These two young actors, I look at them, they're beautiful to look at, number one, but they're talented too. And I'm like, wow, she just had a third callback for a series, and I can't say what it was.
Oh, I know. That's that industry. You can never say what it is.
And
you want
Brandon,
to.
Brandon, too. Just, you know, network show. Just had an audition, and I'm just, I get excited for them. I don't have children.
I was going to say, it's like a proud mama moment yes. where you see your, you know, everything that you created and go forward. That's, that's got to be very, very
coaching
fulfilling.
Is rewarding.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And each actor has a different personality. And when they come to me, and Michael Mazzeo, he's always has auditions, like, you know, three times a day, he'll be sending me sides and saying, you know, can you help me with this? You know, I love it, though, because I want them to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know. The thing I've noticed, and I've asked questions to people, because, you know, I do some acting on the side. when people, like, lose people, I get the call. In other words, they'll say, okay, this guy had a heart attack on Anything Goes. He's okay, but we need a captain. Mm-hmm. And I get 2 weeks to do it, on a week to do it, maybe that's whatever. So I just fake it really well. But I really need to sit down.
You're not supposed to say
with
that.
Lisa. I mean, I just did one show, Canada Hot Tin Roof, which is cool, with a country accent, no, whatever, new Louisiana accent.
Oh, boy.
And then I'm doing now, what is it? Oh, God. Elf.
I was going to say, right? you're in production for Elf right now,
Elf,
are you?
And it's like, and only because the person that was playing, you know, the Walter character, basically, he dropped out. So it's like, okay, well, Pete, can you do it? And I'm like,
you're a seasoned actor because no one else would be able to just jump into
they
that
think
role.
Of you. That
Give
is
yourself
great.
That credit, man.
No, I need your training. I need your training. I've heard some great things. And you have offices not just in New York. You also have them here in South Jersey.
Yeah, Barrington, well. New Jersey, which is close to Haddonfield, not far from Cherry Hill.
Yeah.
And New York City. I always have workshops at Barry Morgenstein's photography studio.
Yeah.
I like keeping my workshops small now, though, because years, you know, I taught big workshops, and I taught at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts as well. I like intimate, you know, maybe 10, 15 actors. This way I can give them personalized attention.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm at a point in my life where I need to enjoy the class, too, you know. So
yeah,
I don't want to have, like, 40 actors crammed in a class. And it's not
you can relate to them. They can connect with you on a different
level.
Exactly.
It's not a factory. It's an art form. And I like to give them that attention.
So, John, are you in acting classes now that you're married? Or you know?
Is she teaching you anything about acting?
I get it 24/7. It doesn't really matter. I'm not an actor, though.
Not yet.
Not yet.
She's working. It's only been a month yet. Okay, give it time. I could see you on something.
Camera loves you.
Yeah, you could be a wide receiver for the New York Giants in one of her films.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's right.
One question I did have, and I brought this up a lot, and it affected me too because I like to be in person when I'm auditioning. Nothing beats being, I mean, you get nervous, but at the same time, you have that personal aspect.
Right.
Nowadays, and we've talked to a lot of actors, we've talked to a lot of people, where everything, even though the pandemic is you know, quieted down, people are still doing
the
video. What do you think? Is it a good thing or a bad thing for acting in general?
We go back and forth about this, Michael Mazzeo and I. He hates it. He's a charmer. He likes to walk in a room and talk to people. I love the self-tape auditions. I feel like you have more control over it because you can light it yourself, the backdrop and everything, and you can be in your bare feet, and I love being in my bare feet. Makes me feel grounded. And when I'm doing a self-tape audition, I just did one for SVU, as a matter of fact. I have a great manager. I have to give her a shout out. Casey Newport, BAM Management. I love her.
Awesome.
She is the coolest lady. She cares about actors. But anyway, self-tapes, there's a skill, though. There's a talent to self-tapes. And you really have to learn the technical aspects as well as how to audition within that limited space and to be impactful and memorable. And I teach that to my actors in my one-on-one sessions. I teach on Zoom a lot. And then, like the callback, perfect example, Regan had a callback. She had six people on that callback on Zoom. She had two showrunners, a series writer, I think a casting director, casting assistant. I mean, so it's still nerve-wracking. You still have these people there, and you have to know where to put your eye line when someone's talking to you. You know, you look at them, and it can get a little confusing on a computer. So that's what I teach, as well as, of course, the craft of acting.
Hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've never got the hack. When I get the phone on, I put it on, mm-hmm. and all I'm seeing is the other side. I forgot to turn it around.
Oh, no, so you and your technical non-savvy. Well,
just before we were trying to do some selfies. And
you were doing something. I don't know what you were doing.
I'll forget
I'm
going
to get you into my South Jersey studio. Uh-huh. We're gonna have some sessions here. Oh,
I would need more than one session.
Okay,
I think I would need like a 52-week session.
You know what I said? Whatever it takes.
Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
So now, what about COVID now? I mean, are people still wearing masks when they go on auditions, or is that still a thing? I know in New York it kind of is a little bit.
It's got to be hard. A lot of how you emote is through that part of your face.
Yeah.
And how does that work?
I can't imagine auditioning with a mask.
No.
All your nuances and facial expressions.
Yeah. All you got is from here up, from the eyes.
Yes. No, I see a big change. I don't see as many masks, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're all healing and getting stronger, and that's a positive thing. And
yeah.
that's where we need to stay. So
Yeah.
Well, I agree. I think it's important that, but you know, it's not gone yet. So we still got to figure out what we're doing.
Well,
here.
Next month or two will be interesting. With they're talking about boosters, but we don't want to get into all that. But yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I was supposed to.
That's a whole nother.
I was supposed to get my fourth booster. I think it was 2 days ago.
You didn't get it, huh?
No, because they said they were out of boosters. I'm like, okay.
Really? I've been hearing they're trying to give them away. That they're having a hard time getting them out there.
They can't give them away.
That's what I kind of heard. They're trying to. I'm waiting for the incentives again.
Well,
you know?
All I know is, I'm waiting for the incentives too. But I live in Jersey, so you never know about Jersey.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? So I'm sitting here, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And I'm thinking, okay, this is great. Dari and I are going to go. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I get the phone call from the place. I can't tell you what it is, because even though I'd love to, I'm not going to.
Another thing we can't talk about.
It's a major pharmacy company.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, well, we can't do it because we ran out of the vaccine. I was like, wait a minute. I was scheduled
Wasn't
for this.
Wasn't that supposed to hold your reservation? It's like the Seinfeld bit. Wasn't my reservation supposed to hold the...
Yeah.
The one thing, though, about filmmaking, like Andre Joseph, his whole crew had masks on. Of course, every actor that was at a distance, you're not on top of the camera, so mm-hmm. they were safe, of course. But, you know, Screen Actors Guild, you know, you follow the protocols, and they definitely have strict guidelines, you know, so they're very mindful of COVID, and anyone that works on a set knows that.
Well, how many productions were shut down? I know Batman, when they were filming, they were shut down because the lead, Robert Pattinson, is Pattinson, right? He got it, and Tom Cruise, wasn't he, like, he lost his mind on a set because somebody went, you know, it was crazy. Times.
Well,
hopefully we never have to deal with in our lifetime again.
The thing is, basically, in my family, I'm the only one that so far has not gotten it. Everyone else has gotten it. And, you know,
I'm proud. I say I haven't. I'm still one of the ones that have not.
Well, just because we said that, we're going to get it probably next year.
I put it in the universe now.
Yeah, don't jinx yourself.
Oh, no. I take a lot of vitamin D3. I think there's something to that. I'm not a doctor. Don't, people out there in radio land, don't listen to me completely, but I know it's helped me.
I think we need a disclaimer here there, DJ.
I know.
On that statement.
I know. Watch. It's like, drinking chlorine now.
But, you know, you talk about PTSD, and that's a big issue because... Most people, I mean, we had 15, 16, 17 months of this, were home. And, you know, when I watch shows where they go back in time and they're actually showing what Times Square was, because I was there.
Oh, it was like
a movie. When it was totally empty.
Like I Am Legend.
And
there's a lot of
exactly.
anxiety that surrounds this issue.
PTSD is out there because I didn't even know I had it until all of a sudden I started watching some of these shows, the morning show, whatever, had a whole section on that. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. It started to I started to chill up
a little nervous.
Bit.
You get nervous, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I remember all of this, and I don't want to remember this.
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, and it's got to affect actors. It's got to affect everyday
musicians were completely shut down. We couldn't perform. We couldn't do anything. We were done.
You were done.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to take one last break, but we have got, of course, Lisa Regina, filmmaker, actress, producer, acting coach, so many things, but we'll be back with her to wrap everything up on Take Two right after this.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, Paralyzed Veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
And welcome back to Take Two with Doreen and Pete on WWDB AM 860 Talk Radio Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group radio station. And with us today, we have Lisa Regina, filmmaker, actress, producer, acting coach, you name it,
she does it.
That is correct.
She's awesome, awesome.
And you know, I think we have a question from the Peanut Gallery.
One from TJ,
our producer.
TJ chimed in.
Go right ahead, TJ.
Well, I want to go off of your point with the whole pandemic. I did a YouTube, like a short YouTube series called Pandemic, loosely based off COVID, and putting my mind in the character that I was portraying, it really just put me in a deep dark hole. And when I was like producing it, writing it, it really just put me down, and it just doesn't, I just don't want to go back to that at all, you know.
No, I agree with you. Like I said, I didn't think it affected me at all. Okay, I really didn't. The only good thing that came out of it, Lisa, was this. My daughter was living in New York City on 61st and 1st Avenue, or 63rd and 1st Avenue. And she had an apartment there. She was working at Mount Sinai. She's basically involved with the public safety, New York public safety, and all that type of stuff. But when the pandemic hit in March, right around June, I think it was June, she came home. And she lived with us for another 15 months. And it was amazing to have my daughter back for at least... No, she's out again. She's, you know, she's back out again and everything. But the bottom line is, it was so nice to have her, even though we couldn't go anywhere, we couldn't do anything. But it was just so nice to actually have her there, which I thought was amazing.
Of course, as a parent, having her in the city, I would definitely worry. But I'm glad she's safe. She's so talented, man. Really having her on my set. She did the special effects makeup, Jen. She was super talented.
That is great.
Okay. I think we have actually a call-in. We'll get to that in a couple seconds, from Leslie.
Captain Leslie Nicole Smith.
Captain Leslie
She's the one
Nicole
that inspired,
Smith.
I was telling you the
amazing.
Story. She inspired the Veterans Film Apprenticeship.
So why don't you go out and give them the number, and we'll talk. We'll basically talk with John until this happens.
Oh, it's your turn now.
So go ahead. All right. So, John, guess what? We're going to have Leslie on, Captain Leslie Smith, and she's amazing. But in the meantime, have you ever met her?
No, I have not. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, she's just an amazing woman. I tell you, you wouldn't even know that she lost her sight. She's so good at knowing where to go, what to do. She has this beautiful dog, which dogs usually try to bite me. This one is not biting me
isn't that
whatsoever.
What they're trained to do? They're not supposed to bite people?
No, they're great. They are absolutely, absolutely fantastic.
Do you use like milk bone in your underwear? I mean, like, what's the deal? Why do they all want to bite you?
I don't know. I think I have that. I think I send out a scent that
you
they don't like.
You have a savory kind of scent that they, or they do like. Maybe
they,
it's
they
not
do
that they
like.
Don't. They want a piece of you.
Well, while we're talking, I wanted to talk also about the fact that,
what kind of segue is this going to go into?
Not about the scent, but what I wanted to talk to you about is we talked about the COVID and of course the pandemic, and you're a performer.
Yeah.
Did you do anything online? Are we doing stuff online at all? Or?
I never liked the technology. It really kind of was, especially it was sort of in its infancy when it all started. Everybody got kind of thrown into the Zoom world, and I never, as a musician, liked the quality. I still don't think they've mastered that kind of quality to create, especially when someone's in one house, somebody's in another house. And I mean, it's hard enough when you're in a band and you're in the same room, much less all over different computer screens. So I just did other things. I learned how to garden and landscape, and that was my big thing. So that was I've That's like my big pet hobby now, landscaping and gardening.
Wow, fantastic. Oh, listen, I wanted to go back. Just we got about 5 minutes to do, and I wanted to go with Captain Leslie Smith. I believe she's on the line, and we talked about this earlier. Are you there, Captain?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Leslie.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Good to hear your voice.
Well,
no,
Leslie,
thanks
for
having me.
Oh, listen, Leslie, you know, I was so impressed. I've been trying to get you on our show. In fact, we're going to have to try to get you on for a lot longer. We have about 3 minutes. But I wanted to talk to you and thank you personally for all the work that you and Lisa Regina are doing.
Yes, thank you.
With regards to our veterans. You know, it's just an amazing thing that you're doing. People really don't really care too much about the veterans. Once they're out, it's like you forget about them, and that's awful. That's just a horrible thing. My dad was a Marine Corps guy, and he served in World War II. You know, after he got, you know, sick and everything, it was just it's getting better, but it was just awful. So I wanted to thank you for all the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. That's very much appreciated. And you're right. It is difficult whenever you get out of the military and come into the civilian world, but thank goodness for amazing people like Lisa Regina, who gave me the opportunity to take a first acting class, and I was hooked, and we've become friends ever since. And I'm so fortunate to be involved with her and the project with Heroic Episodes and the Veterans Apprenticeship Program, and just doing what we can to give back and helping our veterans, like you said.
One last question. I know that you know Gary Sinise really well, right, because you're involved with him. Tell me, what is Gary like? What is he really like?
he's just the most genuine person you could ever meet. He's so humble, and the one thing I always say to him is that when you say his name, especially to veterans and our first responders and their families, people just light up like a Christmas tree because they instantaneously like, yes, Gary, Lieutenant Dan, or I met Gary and he spent time with me. He signed, his autograph. He took a picture. He talked to my kids. He's
nice.
So relatable, and he's a true American patriot who does so much, and he always strives to do just a little bit more to help our veterans and, like I said, first responders and those in need, and he's truly an amazing person.
Thank God for him. He's amazing.
Thank God for all of you.
Yeah. And Joe Mantegna, another another amazing guy, kind-hearted, that cares about our veterans, right, Leslie?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They're like one in the same, and I've just had, such the honor to know both of them so very well, and just so giving. And again, Joe is so humble and another true American patriot who does so much to help our veterans and those in need as well. And he's an ambassador for Gary, also for the Gary Sinise Foundation. So it's,
we're grateful
for
him.
Circle. Yes.
And the testimonial he gave us. And you light up, the camera loves you, Leslie. I was telling them about that when you took my acting class. It just, camera loves you, and you're so comfortable on camera. And you're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
and thank you. Thank you so much. Captain Smith, thank you so much for your service. We really do appreciate
thank
that.
You.
And I want to thank all my guests there. I want to get Lisa Regina here and John, who doesn't know what he's getting himself into.
No,
just kidding.
He's learning very quickly.
He's doing fantastic. And on behalf of myself and Doreen Taylor, thank you for listening to Take Two. And we will be back next week with a few more guests. So thank you so much and have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.